Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida, from Bayanabartar. Today's episode is about judgmental people. Turn the negative into positive. Find another side of every fault you find with people on the street. Instead of scrunching your nose at a teenager's over-the-top outfit, admire that person's confidence in being able to pull it off. Rather than hating the loud guffaw of the man a table over, tell yourself how sweet it is that he's having so much fun with his friends. Say positive things. Train your mind to be more compassionate by actively looking for the good in other people and yourself. Set a goal of finding 10 compliments a day, and you'll find yourself less inclined to hunt for the bad around you. Cut the gossip. It might be hard to avoid gossip completely, but make an effort to change the conversation when your friends start sounding judgmental. Try bringing up another perspective or sneak some of that person's good qualities into the discussion if you can't help but get caught up in the negativity of your usual social group. Consider how you'd like others to see you. While aiming for a good reputation seems backward for someone hoping to end judgment, it can be a great motivator. Do you want to be remembered as the type of person who always blows off those you look down on? Setting yourself up to look compassionate will make you more aware of how you're coming off to both the person you're judging and everyone else around. Fault the action, not the person. Everyone makes mistakes, so make a point of framing it as a bad action, not a sign of bad character. That person likely feels guilty or insecure about his or her actions already, and certainly has other good qualities that balance any faults. Now, tell me, how can we stop being judgmental? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!